This is All the Subliminal Things No One Knows About You, written by Paperclip Bitch and read by Rena Jenkins. And actually, I'm recording this with my laptop balanced on my boobs. This is the quick, shitty version of the beginning of the story and not the properly recorded with sound dampening version. Featuring such tags as Alter the Universe, Buffy the Vampire Slayer Fusion. Not incest. Not incest. Their origin story is, of course, a whole mess. Well, Leia always refers to it as their origin story, even though she's actually a technicality in this. A footnote, whatever you want to call it. Because one of the things about being a twin is that you get to claim at least half of your twin's achievements and accomplishments. Oh, fuck. Because one of the things about being a twin is that you get to claim at least half of your twin's achievements. Fucking A. We're half a sentence in and I'm already fucking this up. At least half of your twin's achievements and powers is your own. That's just the rules. She might not be the goddamn chosen one or anything, but she's still a part of all this. And that means Luke doesn't get to hog this clusterfuck. So, Luke and Leia were born, and then pretty much immediately separated, although not in a parent trap way. What the fuck's a parent trap way? Han said the first time Leia tried to explain it all, because Han has never seen a movie that wasn't R-rated. And grew up in entirely separate cities with no idea of each other's existence. Leia was actually a pretty big fan of being an only child, not that it matters now. Things might have stayed that way forever, more or less, but then some poor kid neither of them ever met died, and Luke woke up. Things might have stayed that way forever, more or less. But then some poor kid neither of them ever met died, and Luke woke up one morning as the Slayer, the one person in the whole world with the power to destroy the forces of darkness, eternally fated to save the helpless and hopefully tip the balance between good and evil, and all the other shit that he implies. He was still reeling from all those revelations when the vampires tracked him down, slaughtered his aunt and uncle, and destroyed his family home. Luke's watcher, Obi-Wan, got him the hell out of town. All this might have stayed a Luke-centric problem, but for reasons that may or may not have something to do with, you know, fate, Leia's dad decided to retire from politics in order to spend more time with his chronically ill wife, and thought that all of them would benefit from a move to a smaller town. Leia preferred life in the big cities, where she could waive her last name or her GPA and get internships in pretty much whoever's office she wanted. But it's not like she doesn't see her mom quietly fading. And the pace of life is better for her here in Coruscant, so she sucks it up. They could have been able to coexist without the truth coming out, except that Obi-Wan, who is undercover as the world's worst high school librarian, decided that telling them the truth would help Luke with his magical, mystical quest, or at the very least, prevent them making out at someone's "my parents are out of town" party. He didn't specifically mention the latter, but it was heavily implied anyway. So here they are, Luke and Leia, the Slayer and his twin sister, versus an entire town built on an actual Hellmouth. Kind of. It would probably actually be a whole lot easier if that was the truth. I'm just so excited. Okay, I'm saving this for tomorrow morning because I have been awake since 5 a.m. and it's 10 o'clock p.m. and I'm not in the place right now to record for another 4 hours straight. But this is going to be my prize for tomorrow. I'm so excited. You have no idea. I'm so excited.